Welcome to Bible Chicks, women who are normally just as is, but we're at our supernatural best when we choose to read, believe, and live out God's Word, whatever's going on in our lives. So get ready to laugh with us and be blessed as you hear our unique stories and inspiring music. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be good.
Reading, believing, living His Word. Praying, never receiving all the truth that we've heard. Loving and growing and hoping our faith is showing. Don't you know we're Bible Chicks?
I'm Carol Brewer, and I'm so glad you could join us for another Bible Chicks broadcast. Today, my special guest is an actress and an award-winning television producer. She's worked in film and the theater in both Australia and the U.S. and received numerous awards for producing excellent public affairs programs in English and Spanish. She's also generously shared her craft with others as adjunct professor of communications at Azusa Pacific University, as co-founder and president of Legacy Media Lab, and as the West Coast Regional Director for Christian Women in Media. My guest is Marian McKenzie Pyle, and she's currently touching the hearts and minds of others through her seminars and book. It's titled Healed, Healthy, and Whole: How We Beat Cancer with Integrative Therapies and Essential Healing Strategies. Stay tuned for more blessings as Marian shares with us her encouraging testimony of God's great power and love. I'm going to start by singing for you one of my favorite scriptures from the Old Testament. You'll find it in the book of Exodus at verse 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Bible Chicks. I'm Carol Brewer, and it's my honor now to welcome my very special guest, Marian McKenzie Pyle. Welcome, Marian, to Bible Chicks.
Oh, thank you, Carol. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you. And you know, I gave a long intro, but it is a condensed version of your bio, which is just amazing. So many things that God has blessed you with, so many skills, and you've been using them so well over the years. But I want to get right into your testimony, your story. We want to hear just as much as you can share with us in the short time that we have today together. So please just share about the past, Scotland, America. What about that?
Oh, yes. Well, and thank you for that. You know, God does do amazing things in our lives, and you live long enough, you have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
My heritage is Scottish and American. My dad was Scottish, and my mother was American, and so we grew up in that kind of household. But my dad was an advertising and a television executive, and so that took him to interesting places like Argentina. He was with an advertising agency there, McCann Erickson, and then transitioned to RCA and then to NBC International, and that brought him to Mexico City. And so he headed NBC for operations for Latin America from Mexico City. So our home was a very exciting place that always had artists and directors and producers and actors and executives from the television world. And it was a wonderful way to grow up. And in those days, Mexico City and Mexico, the country, was not what it is today. And it was a beautiful place to live, and it was safe, and it was gorgeous. And I had the most happy childhood. But what it all, tragedy struck our family when my mother tragically died in an airplane crash, and my dad was in the accident as well, but he survived, but other people didn't. And it was one of those times in my life where my life changed in an instant, and anyone who's gone through this kind of thing knows how an accident can suddenly, your life is just in the blink of an eye. It's just suddenly was one thing, and then it's not anymore. It's different. And so that sent me into an enormous spiritual search.
Marian, how old were you when the accident, your mom's?
I was 12.
Okay.
Right on the brink of being a child, moving into being a teen, right on the brink. And my sister was 15. She's 3 years older than I am. My sister, Carol. Her name is Carol, too.
Oh, okay.
So it sent me on a very deep, and for years I just went on an enormous spiritual search to find out where she had gone. I wanted to understand what was on the other side, and of course, in those days, I did not have a Christian influence in my life, and so the Bible is not a place that I looked, but I did look in Eastern religions, and I tried all these self-improvement courses, and of course they all led to a dead end, but it was years and years and years before I found the Lord, and I found him years later across the world in Australia, where I was living at that point, and I was in my 30s. I was in my early 30s when I found the Lord, thank God, and
yes.
Life did change after that.
We have that in common, because I also was searching and did not grow up in a home where we had a Bible over in the corner. It was covered up with a lot of things, but we never looked in just to see pictures of our ancestors in that old Bible. But we have that in common. And also we have, my husband's Scottish too, because my last name is Brewer.
Mm.
So we have that, the Scottish heritage connection as well. So here you were 30 years old and in Australia. Who influenced you? Who came into your life to cause you to think a little more and be curious about the Bible or about the Lord?
The tumultuousness in our family at that point had led my older sister, Carol, to search, and she had found the Lord. She was then living in New York. She had found the Lord through the Hal Lindsey books, actually. She had read Late Great Planet Earth, and she had an awakening, and she got saved, and then she began praying feverishly for me, and over an many seasons, I finally, I think the Lord really just was hovering over my heart in answer to her prayer, and I came to, I just broke, I think, I just came to the end of myself when I was living in Australia. I had traveled through many countries at that point. I was teaching acting at that point, I had tried many different things spiritually, and I was just really in a painful place and felt that all of the things that I had tried to the best of my ability just hadn't amounted to much. I could have told you that I had ashes for all my efforts, and I work really hard. I'm a very hard worker.
Right.
And I just felt like my life was ashes, and I remember sitting on the beach one time in Melbourne, Australia, where I was living, and just crying out to the Lord and saying, I don't, help me, because I can't just put my faith in somebody I don't know. I don't understand you. I don't hear you. I don't know. I can't understand this Christian thing everyone's talking about. But if you're God, you'd be able to explain it to him in a way that I can understand. And I waited, and there was no dolphins that jumped out of the water. There was no celestial chorus. There was nothing that moment that made me feel that I had gone from saved to unsaved. But I did surrender my life to the Lord rather defiantly,
Right. I can relate.
Over a period of weeks, he began to direct my steps, of course, and I ended up, to make a long story condensed, I met an American couple that had moved from Grand Rapids to plant a church near where I lived, and they began to disciple me, and I got so excited and my spirit opened so deeply and sincerely to the Lord, I ended up going to Bible college there for 2 years. I did Bible college. I wanted to know everything about the Bible. I wanted to know everything about Jesus.
And this was in
Melbourne?
And I
became a very serious disciple.
Oh.
This is in Australia. And after I completed Bible study, I distinctly heard the Lord call me back to the States, call me home. And so I came back here, and I didn't know I'd been living in Los Angeles before I left to go to Melbourne, to go to Australia. And when I came back, I'd never been in the States as a Christian. So all my friends were non-Christians, and it was like coming to a new country. You know, you sort of have to tune in to the world in a different dimension, in a way, you know. And anyway, of course, he directs your steps. You meet the right people. You go to the right church. You start to, you know, he starts to reshape your life, and he did. He completely reshaped my life, and I had been, because of the kind of family I grew up with my father, I had been acting, and I had been directing, and I had been writing, and so I found that he opened doors for those, for me to do those things here in the U.S. as well, and I began writing and producing and directing commercials, and then moved into a television series that literally was handed to me. And I began to write and produce that and host it. So I did that for a number of years. But all the time, you know, developing my spirit, developing my spiritual gifts. And during the season when I came back to the States, I met Russell, my husband. And he is the most godly, gorgeous, fabulous person that I just, you know, really helped put my life back together for me in this new season of life. And we lived happily together for a number of years until another one of those days where your life changes in March 2012.
Wow, and that is a big change in your life. And so we want to hear your story, the trial, the challenge that you and your husband faced. And we're going to hear about that in right after the break. We're going to hear about your latest book called Healed, Healthy, and Whole. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Singer-songwriter Carol Brewer reflects lasting expressions of God's love through her beautiful music and inspiring writing. Audiences connect with both Carol's contemporary and traditional songs of worship and praise. She also teaches others to sing God's praises through her popular voice training book, Cooking Up a Song. Pick up Carol's music and books today at Amazon.com, iTunes, and BibleChicks.com.
Reading, believing, living His Word. Don't you know we're Bible Chicks?
Welcome back to Bible Chicks. I'm your host, Carol Brewer, visiting with my special guest from Southern California, Marian McKenzie Pyle. And with acting and producing and teaching, and life was busy and enjoyable, wasn't it, Marian? Exciting. And then what happened in March 2012?
One of those days where your life changes in a blink of an eye again, my husband had discovered I have to say, led a very healthy lifestyle in every way, but suddenly he found blood in his urine and it wouldn't go away. And so we had to do a number of tests and were shocked in March to find out that he had bladder cancer. And it was just rocked our world, as anyone who's ever heard a cancer diagnosis knows. I mean, suddenly you feel like you've been given a death sentence, is what it feels like. And so it's just, you know, your brain freezes, your heart stops, it's an indescribable shock. You go into shock.
Yes.
And we were told that he had a 95% chance that his bladder had to be taken out to save his life, and even then, it would be less than 5 years. The prognosis was he'd live less than 5 years. And they said that there was no point in giving him chemo or radiation because it wouldn't respond. This kind of cancer would not respond to it. So we received not only this death sentence, but then no provision by a conventional medical establishment about how to help him besides chop him up into little pieces. And we just threw ourselves at the Lord's feet and just, you know, said, Lord, how can this be? What are you trying to show us and teach us? Help us. Please give us your mercy. Over the next few weeks, we, in answer to prayer, we reached out to all our community of believers, and they slowly started to say, well, try this doctor, go here, read this, learn that. And we developed a roadmap. We found we found and discovered, which is something that most people don't know about because they don't have to. If you're doing conventional medicine, you never hear about this. But there is an entire universe out there of what's called alternative oncology, which is the non-invasive, non-toxic, very natural approaches to cancer healing and health in general, not just cancer. In our case, it was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We had to become instant experts in all of this.
Yes.
And over a period of months, we connected with the best that we had available here in Southern California that do these natural alternative oncology. And to the long story short is my husband was healed in 6 months.
Yes.
And
wow.
It was
praise
so dramatic. Yeah, and his bladder is intact, and all of the terrible predictions that were spoken over us that we didn't believe, thankfully, he was released from this curse, and he was healed, mm-hmm. and he has been healed now since 2013, and he's still going healed, healthy, and whole. And the process that we walked through was so life-changing in terms of who our understanding of who God is, his healing power, his love and faithfulness over all of us, his children.
Yes.
And over our, the things that we learned medically, naturally, spiritually, and emotionally, because we could not have done this without the family and friends around us who were prayer warriors as well.
That's the difference for us Christians, because, they call it practicing medicine. They don't have all the answers. They're practicing, they're learning. And, there's a lot of wisdom there, but our greatest wisdom is through the Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit that comes alongside and the healing power. And you're a testimony to that. You're sharing what God, the difference that God has made. And also, you have a kind of a, it was a battle, wasn't it? I mean, how did you go to war on this battle? You had a military blueprint for war. That's one of the things you talk about in your book.
Yep, absolutely. You have to realize, if you have been given a cancer diagnosis, you are a loved one. You're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask for it, but you're in war. You're in a battle. And so you might as well learn to suit up.
Yes.
And become a really ferocious warrior, because you're fighting for you or your loved one's life. And so
yes.
It was a war, and that's how we looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed what I called a military approach, a military strategy, that we had a physical strategy. There were physical things that we did to attack the cancer. And what you do with natural oncology is you create an environment in the body that's hostile to cancer. And the cancer starts to die. It dies off. It just literally dies off. So we created a physical strategy. We did an emotional strategy, because you are also constantly fighting fear and terror and panic.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find ways to spiritually and emotionally stay strong. So we had emotional strategies to help us to, we learned, this is one of the biggest lessons the Lord told me, is if I give you a promise, then you need to hold on to it, and you need to, in a military fashion, you need to fight off and defeat any thoughts and emotions that are contrary to the promise that I have given you. No matter what it looks like, you need to hold on to my promise.
Yes.
So that was a strategy and a discipline that we really had to learn, which is how to defeat the spirit of fear and all the little minions that are attached to that, and how to, when emotions, sometimes it's mental, sometimes they're thoughts, sometimes they're just feelings. We had to learn how to shove them back, literally just destroy the enemy.
Yes.
Emotionally, mentally, spiritually. There were spiritual disciplines that we embarked on individually and together. So we did a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a military, what I call the military blueprint, physical,
right.
Emotional, mental, and spiritual.
And healthy eating was really, really a big part of that. And your book is titled Healed, Healthy, and Whole, How We Beat Cancer with Integrative Therapies and Essential Healing Strategies. And our listener is going to be able to find that book, your wonderful informative book, at Amazon.com. And you can learn more about Marian McKenzie Pyle and visit her website at healedhealthyandwhole.com. Marian, can you give us just some recipes or something really quick about how you changed your eating habits?
Yeah, it's an essential part of healing. And also, once you've healed from cancer, you have to maintain this the rest of your life, because cancer always does like to try and sneak back if your guard is down. So you have, this is a maintenance. What I'm going to share with you now is really a maintenance thing too. The first thing people need to know is that cancer thrives on sugar. It's a food for cancer. So we need to eliminate sugar and anything that turns to sugar in our bodies away from our diet. Food can be medicine if we know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you can't indulge in bread and pastas and white rice and things that turn to glucose in your stomach. This is for cancer patients, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eliminate anything that turns to sugar, and that includes alcohol, of course. And so you end up eating things like all the berries, which are very high in antioxidants, and green apples. But you have to stay away from the pineapples and the mangoes and all this other wonderful stuff. For a season, you just have to completely cleanse the body. And there's a number of simple and regular ways which we can eliminate the toxins from our body. And there are certain foods you want to eat, which are all the raw foods and all of the green foods that are full of the natural phytonutrients that are so important to help fight the build the immune system. And so that once your immune system is back doing what it's supposed to do and it's not weakened anymore, it will help fight the cancer. And most of the time, you want to go vegan. Cancer is a very individual thing. As you may know, there's more than 200 kinds of cancers. Everybody's body is different. We've all treated our bodies in a different way before cancer strikes, and so where we are with our own physiology is very unique, so everybody should have their own individual plan with their doctor. This is not meant to, these are general principles I'm sharing.
Yeah, I think that's true for everybody too. We're all individual. And besides the healthy eating, we want the good health of being filled with God's word. And so you've selected a scripture, Psalm 84, 5 through 7. And could you share that with us, please?
Yes, it's a beautiful scripture. It says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs.
Mm-hmm.
The autumn rains also cover it with pools, and they go from strength to strength till each person appears before God in Zion."
Oh.
And I'll just mention that the valley of Baca is the valley of weeping. So what essentially he's saying, the psalmist is saying, blessed are those whose strength is in the Lord, who set our hearts on that in this life, it's a pilgrimage, you know.
Yes.
We're all headed to heaven, but we have to walk through some very difficult times sometimes, and they can be valleys of weeping. But as we walk through it with God's strength, we turn that place, that valley of weeping, into a valley of springs, of fresh water, because he renews us.
He does.
And as we grow strong, then we're able, and we're blessed with healing, we're able to go back and bless others. So we're blessed to be a blessing. So it becomes the valley of weeping, the valley of Baca becomes a place of springs covered with ponds of refreshing water. And then we go from strength to strength as we appear, as each person appears before God in Zion. So I felt it was just captured the journey that we'd been on just really beautifully.
Marian, would you take just a few moments to pray for our listeners today?
So, Father, today we enter into your presence, and we are so grateful for your strength. We are grateful for your Holy Spirit. We're grateful for your word that is a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. Father, we are so grateful that you are the great healer that can touch our bodies, our souls, our spirits, that can bring wholeness out of brokenness, that can show us how to have the strength to overcome any one of the situations that you've put us in. You've already got a solution for anything you're asking us to walk through. We are grateful, Lord, for your love and your faithfulness, your care, your never-ending, infinite amount of tenderness. And Father, we adore you. We give you we bow our hearts in praise and adoration. And I pray for right now, if any listeners have people in their lives that need healing, Lord, would you in your mercy reach down right now and would you heal them from tip to toe, top to toe, and bring them release from whatever condition they're experiencing. And we pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marian, for joining us. You are a great blessing, and we're so grateful for your ministry and all that you're doing in service to our precious Lord.
Thank you, Carol. I look forward to seeing people on the website, because there's also a free blog with lots of free resources.
Amen. Thank you so much, and God bless your day.
God bless you, Carol. Thank you.
I have a chance to share another one of my favorite psalms. This one meant so much to me when my mom passed away. It gave me so much peace and comfort. It's the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. And now I'm going to sing for you a version of that that was paraphrased by hymn writer Isaac Watts, and then it's set to a traditional American melody, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. Jesus, our shepherd, is with us, loving us, leading us, comforting us, giving us overflowing blessings, and giving us the promise of eternal life. Have you embraced that gift, that incredible gift he gives us? Have you seated him on the throne of your heart? Have you made him Lord of your life? That's my prayer for all of us, that even if you know him now, we have a chance to just reseat him there, make him first. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's been my joy to continue sharing my heart with you through this radio show. And please know that your feedback and support are always appreciated. Make sure to invite your friends to listen to Bible Chicks. And also visit me at Facebook at Bible Chicks with Carol. And thanks so much for liking my page there. If you're an event planner, please keep in mind that I bring both the music and the message, and would love to be considered for your next women's event. I'm Carol Brewer, thanking you for tuning in today and joining us. Please always remember that in Him we live and move and have our being. Have a great day as you follow our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Reading, believing, living His Word, praying, never receiving.